Hello, everybody. Today I would like to share a message from Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. The title of this message is, Where is Your Faith? This passage we're going to look at together is one that is perhaps well known, and there are many different points and many different areas that we could learn from this story. And yet, I want us to just focus on one aspect of this passage. What does this passage teach us about faith? About what true faith looks like and how it operates and how we can have it. So with that thought in mind, let us look at this together. Here in Luke 8, we see that Jesus and his disciples are in a boat together, and they are crossing to the other side of the lake. And while they are making this trip, a great storm arises, and the wind is blowing, the waves are crashing, water is coming into the boat, and the disciples are panicking. Due to the storm, they are in great fear and worry and panic. This is what they are operating off of. And yet, while the storm is occurring, the disciples are panicking, we find Jesus asleep in the boat. And look what it says beginning in verse 24. They came up to him, speaking of the disciples, they came up to Jesus and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he got up and rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped it. And they stopped, and it became calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith? But they were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him? So when the disciples come and wake up Jesus while they are while the storm is occurring, they say, Master, Master, we are perishing. The disciples are clearly in a state of great worry, fear, and panic. And yet we see that while they are consumed by the storm, and they are operating off fear of the storm, that they forgot who was in the boat with them. And that when they wake up Jesus, Jesus, with just the utterance of a few words, brings the water still. The storm ceases, and everything is calm. This is a wonderful display of the power and authority of Jesus, and that even when the storm was great, Jesus was greater still. And look what Jesus says in verse 25. And he said to them, speaking to his disciples, Where is your faith? I find this very interesting, this question Jesus asks. Because notice Jesus doesn't say, You have no faith, or even that you have little faith. But he specifically asks the question, Where is it? Where is your faith? It should be here. You should be acting upon it in this moment. Because notice, Jesus isn't in the boat with complete strangers, with people he just met. He's in the boat with his disciples, those who have witnessed everything in his earthly ministry. They've seen all of the sick that he's healed. They've seen him raise people from the dead. They've heard his powerful and authoritative teaching. These are those who should have the greatest faith in Jesus, even in moments of fear and worry. And yet we see that their faith was nowhere to be found. Instead of acting on their faith in a moment of difficulty, they were overtaken by fear, worry, and panic. We learn something crucial about what faith is and what faith looks like. You know, I think sometimes we have a misconception about faith that we think it just automatically is found within us in moments of difficulty. And then maybe we think, man, I wish I could have faith like that person or that person. I wish I could have their faith. But we see that faith doesn't operate like that, where some of us just naturally have it and some of us just naturally don't. But faith requires deliberate and intentional action on our part. That faith isn't like a heater, that when it starts to get cold, the heat just automatically turns on. You know, faith isn't like that, where when things get difficult, it's just going to naturally show up in our lives without us making any effort for that to take place. But rather, faith requires us to intentionally and deliberately direct our focus away from the troubles of this earth and the troubles of our situation, and to direct that focus to Jesus and His teaching, His character, His truth, His promises. This is what faith looks like. So our problem in times of difficulty for those of us who know God's Word, who love Him, who are seeking Him, isn't that in times of difficulty we have no faith, that we don't have the capacity to have faith, but rather our problem is we're not acting on our faith. We can't use, there's no excuses when it comes to not possessing faith, not having the capacity to, like it's all out of our control. But every single one of us has the capacity to have faith in times of difficulty. The question just is, are we going to act upon it? Because when we act upon faith, even when things are difficult, that is when God grows us, matures us, and strengthens us in that faith. We see in verse 25 that after Jesus asked this question, where is your faith? It says they were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, who is this that he commands even the winds and the water and they obey him? Despite all that the disciples have seen and experienced with Jesus, after seeing his power, his authority, his character time and time again displayed, they still don't truly grasp who he is. That they are still trying to figure out who is this Jesus. And because they did not truly understand and truly grasp just how wonderful and powerful and awesome this Jesus is, it caused them not to act on their faith, but rather to be overtaken by fear because of the storm. So I want to show us another biblical example of what it looks like to have faith and trust, even in moments of difficulty. I just want us to briefly look at Psalm 56. Psalm 56 is written by David, and one constant that we see in the Psalms is David referencing his enemies. Because of David being king, he had many enemies, many who desired to kill him, to destroy his life, to take away his position as king. And David is constantly praying to the Lord that the Lord protects him and delivers him from these enemies that he has. But I just want us to look at one verse here, Psalm 56, verse 3. After David talks about his enemies that are trampling him, that are coming for him, that want to fight him, he says this in verse 3. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Notice he doesn't say, when I am afraid, I have trust in you. But he says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. David is saying that in my times of difficulty, when fear is right around the corner, he says, I will intentionally and deliberately place my trust, my confidence, and my faith in you. That instead of acting on fear, I will act in trust and faith. And this is another example of us seeing that faith, trust, confidence in God, it's not something that happens without us making any effort for it to happen. But rather, it requires us to make the decision that we're going to direct our focus away from our issues, our problems, our world, and we're going to direct that focus towards God. So this is my challenge for us. Let us make the decision to exercise our faith even in moments of difficulty. That when we have the decision to act on fear or anger or worry or panic, that we instead direct that focus towards God, His character, and His promises, and to place our faith and our trust in Him, intentionally and deliberately. And let us make that decision every single day. So that way the Lord can grow us, He can mature us, and He can strengthen us in our faith as we act on it. May the Lord bless us in this effort. Thank you.